You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, I hope you do love me. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio, streaming live on GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 12 Eastern. Great show today. Got a lot to talk about. Of course, your emails. Looks like saw palmetto. A lot of you taking saw palmetto for your prostate. Another study came out saying, not going to work. Not going to work. That's kind of frustrating because, you know, I like going to the more natural type of things, but apparently another study came out, so we need to talk about that. We also need to recap on some highlights of today's news where looks like men need to be screened for colon cancer much earlier than women. Men are more at risk for colon cancer. We need to talk about that. We also need to talk about plastic surgeons and plastic surgery. There's been some people who are not certified or even licensed to do plastic surgery, and people are having very dangerous procedures done on them. We need to talk about that. Pretty scary stuff. But of course, what's most exciting are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Or you could call 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. We're taking your emails at drdahlia.com and, of course, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. It's funny. I just got done yelling at the kids. I mean, they just don't listen. I mean, I come from a family where everybody yelled, but the yelling stopped once the belt came into play. With us, we don't do that. You know, it's all time out. It's all you're grounded. So the yelling continues and continues. They start to yell above my yelling. You know, they already predict. They already know what I'm going to say. And I am just so frustrated, so frustrated. Well, it's interesting. I got an email today. Lisa writes, she's from Rhode Island. My kids are on the computer all night long when I'm asleep. How do you get your kids off these evil things? Yeah, I don't know if computers are evil, but I got to tell you, they make my kids evil. You know, when my kids are on the computer, you know how grumpy they get afterwards? Do you guys notice that? You know, even adults, you know, you're playing, I don't know, Farmville or World of Warcraft or something, and you don't want to talk to anybody, you get all grumpy, and, you know, after a while, I think it causes depression. I think long-standing computer use makes you depressed. Sitting there staring at a computer, staring at a screen, playing a game, not reaching a goal. I mean, yeah, you could maybe reach a goal on the game, and then you're all excited. Oh, I'm level 86 on World of Warcraft or whatever you do with that. But I think a lot of people are depressed, and they realize they lost a lot of time. Then they're depressed that they use the computer as an escape of doing their homework or doing their regular work. A lot of adults, you know, instead of working, they procrastinate and they go to the internet or they go to Facebook and they read the Dr. Dahlia posts on Facebook. I mean, I know you guys procrastinate. I see you guys, right? Because I give a lot of my patients homework to do, right? And they don't go home and do their homework. They go home and they do their Facebook. I see my kids' friends on Facebook. So what do you do with your kids that are on the computer at night? You take away the computer. Just take it away. When you go to bed, take the monitor. It's very easy to unhook the monitor. Just take the monitor and take it with you. Then they can't play. Yeah, the computer's in the room, but what are they going to do? They don't have a screen. Yeah, but they'll find a laptop. Well, then take the laptop away. I mean, you know, you got to take things away. These kids, you know, studies upon studies upon studies have shown that these kids that aren't getting enough sleep, they grow up to be sick. You know, this isn't healthy. What happened? What, last week they said kids that don't get enough sleep turn out to be diabetic? I mean, I, you know, it's frustrating. And I know my kids do the same thing. I see them sneak. I don't sneak on the computer. I know, because I get up to pee a lot in the middle of the night. I get up to pee, and I see the hall light on. I see that. And, of course, I yell at them, but I'm too tired in the middle of the night. And then they're like, what? Huh? What? And it's really frustrating because my kids aren't scared of me like I was with my parents. And I'm not saying kids should be scared. You know, we've talked about how to, you know, discipline kids on the show a lot. But, I mean, they really, there's no consequences. And I'm really worried because we have this very easily satiable attitude with society right now. We don't have to wait for a letter from our loved one. We get an email or we get a text instantaneous. We don't have to wait to eat. We don't have to wait for mom to finish cooking food. We could start nibbling on the French fries in the car that we just got from the drive-thru. We're very impatient. When we want knowledge, when we want information, we don't have to wait for the library to open or our library card to be renewed or us to go through the Dewey Decimal System to figure out the book. We're able to get the information online. Look at how spoiled we are with computers, right? When our computer doesn't work or the internet is down, you know how mad we get when the internet is down? We're so frustrated. We're screaming. I am screaming at the computer. I scream at my husband. I blame my husband for anything that happens computer-wise. What are you yelling at me for? You know, when the computer goes down, it's scary stuff. Really, what's wrong with us? Now, they say children that get less sleep are more engaged in risky behavior. Now, this article here comes from USA Today. They say risky behavior includes drinking non-diet soda at least once a day. Honestly, soda pop, not the healthiest thing. Not getting physical activity or exercise. Spending more than 3 hours a day or more in front of the computer. A lot of times kids with less sleep get into a physical fight. They start drinking, smoking, marijuana, having sex, being depressed. Kids that don't sleep well are more at risk for suicide. This is really scary stuff. Our kids are not going to bed. The kids need to go. What was my bedtime? My bedtime was 8:30, 9 o'clock. I remember I wanted to see Dallas. And luckily, Dallas, I think, was Friday night. But there was one show that was 8 to 9, and I couldn't because my bedtime was 8:30. Not that as a 10-year-old I should have been seeing Dallas. But I remember I couldn't see shows. Then when I was in high school, MacGyver was on. I love MacGyver. And my mom let me stay up till 9 o'clock to watch MacGyver. She liked to watch him, too. Richard Dean Anderson was a hunk. But our kids aren't going to bed. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group rate this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. You know, we're talking about kids and how they're getting harder and harder to control, and a lot of their activity and their behavior is putting themselves even at risk. Another study today came out, you know, talking about kids and constipation and how fiber still is the number one line for kids with constipation. And it's interesting because you have a lot of kids with bowel issues, fecal incontinence, they're leaking, you know, they can't poop. They get psychological issues when they're, you know, their bowels are backed up. A lot of us do. You know, we don't feel good when we're constipated. You all know when I'm constipated, I tell you, and I am grumpy when that happens. But, you know, again, I'm reading this article saying, well, the kids, they need to kind of stay away from cheeses and, the, you know, a lot of dairy products and the, you know, refined breads. And, again, this just exemplifies how we're letting kids run the show. I am sick of it. I mean, you know, I was talking about this earlier this evening, where when I was served dinner, I ate whatever my mom served. She threw it on the plate. That's what we had to eat, whether it was corned beef and cabbage or pork chop and mashed potato or steak and vegetables or her meatloaf. Whatever she ate, that's what we did. Now, everybody in the family is eating something different. You know, and the kids are like, oh, I'll have macaroni and cheese or I'll have chicken nuggets or I'll have, and I see mom make, you know, a little Johnny Jr. So why is this happening? Why have children evolved in the last 30 years to not be able to eat a vegetable? Are you kidding me? And what really worries me is these kids are the next, I mean, these kids are the next generation. I call it the Generation W for what the heck. I mean, I don't understand why we have no control. Now, I know, you know, things start to ease up a little bit with parenting. A lot of child abuse cases came to the forefront. And so a lot of parents, I mean, even coming to me when I was in training, going, okay, well, how do I discipline my kid? If I'm not supposed to spank, what do? You know, I used to be hit with a switch. You had to go, you had to, you know, find it, and then you got, you know, spanked with it. We don't do that anymore. What do? And back in the 90s, it was timeout. Well, you put the kid in timeout. Well, when my kids were born and I tried to do the timeout thing, I mean, they sit there and they giggle. Okay, because usually it's not one that needs timeout. It's both of them. I got two boys, 11 and 8, Stone and Brock. And I mean, they're probably listening now, giggling. All right. And they're probably listening at home. They don't listen to my show. Who am I talking about? They're probably on the computer playing World of Warcraft. That's probably what they're doing instead of their schoolwork. But, you know, so they act up and then I put them in timeout. And if you put them in timeout together, they'll still mess with each other. He's touching me. So then what I do, it's ridiculous. The timeout is ridiculous. Then I separate them where they can't see, touch each other, but then they could see each other still, and they make faces. Okay, so then I try to put one in one room versus one in the other, so I can still keep an eye on them with time out, but then they peer around, and you hear the, you know, and I'm like, really, guys, is time out a game? And then you add minutes on, and I mean, I think one time my kid was in timeout for 45 minutes, didn't even know why, I forgot why he was in timeout, and he was sitting there playing with whatever was in his pocket, making faces at his brother. It was a waste of time. They didn't even remember why they were punished. You know, when we were growing up, our tushy smarted. I mean, we felt it. I mean, we felt our spanking the next day. Trust me, we didn't forget. But I mean, we, you know, I don't commend hitting kids. I don't recommend that. I don't, you know, at all think hitting is the way to go by any means. I, you know, spanking, they've even found study after study, is not very, effective. But, you know, we got to do something. Now, I got to tell you, what really is effective with my kids is taking away the computer like we talked about earlier. Just take that computer out of the room. Take their favorite toys out of the room. Cancel TV. You know, it does. It starts to hurt. You know, but you could scream as the day is long. You could yell. But my only problem is, I talk about parenting a lot. And I think I'm a good parent. Yeah, my kids may beg to differ. I think I'm a good parent, but the one thing I have not been able to successfully do is to get one of my children to eat healthy all the time. My other one, he'll eat fish, he'll eat vegetables, but the older one wants only carbs, and I don't know what to do, because if I serve him, in my, you know, growing up, you didn't eat what your mom served you, you just didn't eat, okay? And after a while, I wanted to eat. Well, my kid, he'd rather not eat then eat the vegetable. I mean, he is that turned off by vegetables. And I don't know what to do, because I could get him to eat the vegetable if I coax him. I can, I can kind of urge him or whatever. But I mean, I need to raise a child. We all need to raise children that could take care of themselves later. Really, I mean, our purpose as parents and grandparents is to make sure our progeny is going to be okay when we're gone. And I see the way the children are with their homework. I see the way they are with their health habits. You know, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Obama administration. No surprise there. But I mean, maybe what Michelle Obama is doing is good. I mean, maybe we have to sneak in healthy food to them in the school lunchroom. You know, I mean, I know our food in the school lunchroom was ridiculous. The, you know, the chicken sticks and finger sticks and the sloppy Joe, which didn't even taste like real meat. You know, I mean, maybe good for Michelle Obama getting, you know, nutrition in the school. I mean, I don't want government taking the place of parents, by any means. We don't need that. We have too much government as it is. But, you know, if parents or grandparents don't know how to get their children to eat, then I think we really need to teach parents how to discipline and how to run the household. And I think a big part to blame is a lot of us moms and a lot of us dads aren't home. You know, my kids get away with murder because I work so much. You know, I spend as much time as I can with them, but they know. They'll come to the studio with me and, you know, they'll sit there and they'll be good or whatever. But I know that they know that I'm not going to spend whatever precious time I have with them disciplining them. All right. You know, the teacher will call me or I'll go to the conference and the teacher will say, I've told you about the story. One time my son was, it was quiet. It was supposed to be kind of book reading quiet time. So they kind of turned on the lights and the teacher would read a book. This is when they were younger. And one of my sons, both of them are little comedians, but, I didn't realize what talent they had until this. So I'm at the conference and the teacher goes, you know, he's good in school. He's doing everything right, but we just have one issue with him. And I go, well, what's the issue? And she says, when it's kind of quiet reading time and, you know, we're trying to be quiet and the kids are all in a circle and I'm reading a story, he will try and make a funny comment, you know, and make the kids laugh and we need him to pay attention. And I'm like, okay, wait a second. Are you telling me that my kid has comedic timing? Oh, I call it disrupting the class. You could call it whatever you want. I know. He's a bad boy. He's a bad boy. You're right. But my kid has comedic timing. I was so proud. I was never more proud of my baby. So I come home and I'm like, oh my gosh, you could make the kids laugh. What do you say to make them laugh? But the fact that my child that young saw an opportunity when it was quiet to throw out a one-liner, you can't teach that stuff. So, of course, I am full of pride. I am dousing him with kisses. I was just so, you know, and of course, you know, the teacher doesn't understand why I'm even, you know, allowed to parent this kid. But, you know, I'm making mistakes, too. We all are. We're all making mistakes. So, you know, I'm going to, you know, talk about more medical news and get to your emails and your calls, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But I think as a society, we are really, really messing up. You know, even, you know, I see what's going on with teachers. And I see they're overwhelmed. They have overcrowded classes. Now, when I was growing up, my teacher disciplined me almost as much as my parents. We had paddles. One of my teachers would hit us with his cane. I mean, you know, you would have to go up to the front of the class and get paddled. I mean, you were disciplined pretty regularly. And I really couldn't hide or blend in. I couldn't hide or blend in because the teacher would know. I mean, I just was one of those kids that stood out, I guess. Also, you know, I filled out my training bra pretty early. But anyway, I stood out. But, you know, teachers were a lot more hands-on. Now, right now, nowadays, you know, teacher touches my child, they're getting arrested. I mean, we don't even allow that. We don't even think about it. But look at how things have changed. Teachers are overwhelmed. They go, just go to the principal. Or just go and get some ADD medicine. I mean, the teachers can't handle it. I don't blame them. They're overwhelmed. And I think what we have to do as a society is, number one, figure out how we're going to re-discipline our kids, because we've got to find a fine balance between the olden days and the way things are now, because it's too loosey-goosey. And we need to teach our kids that they are not the center of the universe. They need to do things. There's requirements. There's responsibilities, whether it's sleep, whether it's eating, whether it's homework, whether it's chores. In my family, you didn't get an allowance for a long time. If you didn't do your chores, you didn't eat. That's the way it was. Then later, yes, we got an allowance. Now my kids, they expect money for chores. You kidding me? All right, when we come back, maggots for diabetes on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. We stream live on GCNLive.com. You can email me at drdahlia.com, which is my website. And follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Don't forget to sign up for our Alaskan cruise. We are going next summer to Alaska. Beautiful week-long trip leaving out of Seattle, going and seeing all the sights. Absolutely exquisite up there. Great weather. beautiful weather. And if you've never been to Alaska, come with us. We get a great, great group rate. We do a lot of prizes and parties. I'll be doing a lot of lectures, so it should be a fun trip. Okay. What's not so fun is men suffering from enlarged prostates. We talk about prostates a lot on the show because it is so common. Men, as they age, they start getting enlargement of the prostate gland. As the prostate gland enlarges, they have difficulty urinating. They have urgency. You know, saw palmetto actually has been around for many years, and they actually found that people had seen their symptoms alleviate with saw palmetto. Well, a study came out today saying, nope, they haven't seen any differences in alleviating symptoms versus placebo, which is kind of a dummy pill, using saw palmetto. And it's kind of a shame because, I mean, saw palmetto is, all over the, you see it all over the health food stores, all over the, you know, the pharmacies, et cetera, nature stores. Apparently, this is going to be published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, pretty big magazine here. Apparently, the research team assigned 369 men that have the enlarged prostate to increasing doses of the saw palmetto or the placebo. The men were 45 or older, kind of averaged about 61 years old. And after 72 weeks of treatment, the about 42% of men receiving the saw palmetto had maybe 2.2% improvement with the scores, whereas there was not much difference with the scores with those taking placebo. So what they deduced was maybe saw palmetto isn't all that it's cracked up to be. You know, I don't know, honestly, guys. If you feel it's working for you, great. You know, I haven't seen any long-term side effects or adverse, you know, risk that you could take by taking saw palmetto long term. It's nice to have some over the counter things to go to. It's kind of frustrating. I hate relying on pharmaceuticals. I hate it. I mean, I'm pro pharmaceutical. God forbid you need an antibiotic or blood pressure medication. They're important. But I love the idea of trying to take an herb or something natural, you know, to help with something that is inevitable for a lot of us. I mean, you know, as we age, certain things are going to enlarge, certain things are going to shrink. Certain things are going to droop. I mean, it happens to the best of us. All right. In medical news today, they were talking about colonoscopies and how men may need to be treated for screened for colonoscopies earlier than females. Apparently, men have a 1.8% risk higher of getting colon cancer than the average female without family history. So we've been telling everybody to get screened at age 50. They're now saying maybe we should start screening men at age 45. With no risk factors. Now, if you have risk factors, we screen at age 40. If you're having blood in the stool, any issues with blood in the stool, you need to be screened right away. Any changes in your bowel habit, chronic diarrhea, chronic constipation, you get screened early. But for those of us that are fairly healthy, I have family history, so I've already had a colonoscopy. I have to do it more often earlier. But for those people with minimal risk, rather than screen at age 50, they're starting to recommend that men get screened at age 45. They found men, finally, when they got their first screening, usually had more advanced colon cancers or colonic or precancerous polyps than females did. So start men early. Something to think about. You know, colon cancer scares the hell out of us because it's not one of those things that you could see, you know, happen to you. And people always say, Dr. Dahlia, I'm not going to get my colonoscopy now. My patients will say this all the time. They'll go, I'll wait till I have symptoms. I don't have symptoms. If I start to lose weight, if I start to see blood, I promise you, I'll call you and you can set me up for a colonoscopy. No. That's not when you go and get your colonoscopy. If you're already bleeding and losing weight, it's too late. It's too late. That's not when you go. Come on, people, really? And a lot of us do that. We only want to go to the doctor when we're sick. Now, I don't begrudge people. I mean, the logic is there. A lot of us with some European background or European thinking, like my father did, he's like, you don't go to the doctor when you're healthy. You go to the doctor when you're sick. If you go to the doctor when you're healthy, you'll get sick. That's a very, very common thinking in countries other than America. Very common thinking. All right. You go when you're sick, which is also why other countries spend less on healthcare. You know, right? Because, you know, we aren't telling people to get their colonoscopies. We aren't making people do their pap smears all the time. We aren't making people do, all these tests. Although there's a huge argument that preventative medicine, you know, lowers healthcare costs. Of course it does. So you could go either way. The debate could keep going. But it's very interesting. In my family, you don't go to the doctor, because if you go to the doctor, something bad's going to happen. Either you'll get sick in the waiting room, or they'll find something. And their reasoning was, any one of us that ever went to the doctor got diagnosed with cancer. Okay, that's true. It's true. When any of our family, because the men in my family were very stubborn, no man in my family has lived past 63. Very scary. Very scary, because the men of my family are very, very stubborn. We have Russian blood, Austrian blood, German blood. We have every Polish, every country out there we have in our family, and they're just very, very stubborn people. So whenever any of our family members actually felt the need to go to a doctor, the doctor ended up telling him he had cancer. So, of course, none of the progeny want to go to the doctor because they think they're going to be having cancer, and it's stupid. The only reason why my father didn't die of cancer is because he died of a heart attack before he was ever diagnosed with cancer. One of his blood tests, his doctor had wanted, I snuck a CEA on there to see if he possibly had colon cancer, because colon cancer is so rampant in our family, and the number was high. Now, that doesn't mean he had colon cancer, but I wouldn't be surprised if something was brewing. But again, my father's thinking, and a lot of people's thinking, in my family, and a lot of people share this thinking, is why would I want to get my heart checked? Why would I want to do preventative stuff? Because I would rather die of a heart attack than cancer. My father told me that. He's like, you're telling me to get my heart checked, but if all of us men get cancer, let me get the heart attack. Then I don't get cancer. Now, I thought he was stupid, but in my family, you don't talk to your father like that. You know, it was, yes, sir, yes, daddy. You know, I've always been intimidated by my father. It doesn't matter that I have a medical degree. It doesn't matter I had years of, you know, medical expertise. When my daddy said something, it was, yes, sir. I mean, I didn't argue with him. I was very frustrated. I tried to get to my mom, but my mom couldn't talk to him. And he ended up dying of a heart attack. Now, of course, the only silver lining to that, or the only solace, is he got to die the way he wanted to. He probably did have cancer. Just like everybody else in the family, we already kind of were picking up that something was going on. So he got to leave this world early, you know, he got to leave this world easily. But I'm sorry, 63 is too young. When you're in your 60s, you're still middle-aged as far as I'm concerned. All right? Our life expectancy is going into the 80s. We're seeing people live into the 90s. 60 is too damn young, being in your 60s. So what's really frustrating is I have two brothers, and they know the curse. My maiden name is Zodiru. So it's the Zodiru curse. Men don't live long in our family. And do they go and see the doctor? No. No. Why aren't you getting your colonoscopy? Why aren't you getting your heart checked? Oh, I don't need to. I eat my tomatoes. I mean, really? So I come from a family that just drives me crazy. I mean, I pull my hair out. Well, don't they listen to your show, Dr. Dahlia? What, you really, you think my family listens to my show? Really? I can't get you all to listen to my show. You think my family's going to listen to my show? They hear me harp over and over and over again. You know, and they know what to do. We all do. We all do. But guys, the best time to go to the doctor is when you're healthy. That's the best time to go to the doctor. Go when it's early. Okay, you know, we talk about prostate cancer and finding cancer early. One of my friends I diagnosed prostate cancer with, and yes, I see some of my friends. I know we don't want to, but we ran his PSA when he was in his 40s. It jumped a little bit, even though it was normal. He had prostate cancer. You got to get checked when you're healthy. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So looks like the Listeria outbreak has now taken its 13th life. 13 people have been killed by this Listeria outbreak linked to cantaloupes from Colorado. And apparently it's infected at least 60 others. Four of the 13 deaths were in New Mexico, two in Colorado, two in Texas, one in Kansas, Maryland, Missouri, Nebraska, Oklahoma. The outbreak has been linked to cantaloupes grown at Jensen Farms in Granada, Colorado, after finding Listeria monocytogenes in a sample there. Usually this Listeria is in a kind of lunch meats, deli meats, unpasteurized cheeses, seafood. Usually it likes kind of colder areas. And, you know, people are like, okay, well, how do I know if I have Listeria? Well, you get fever, you get muscle aches, nausea, diarrhea. Sometimes it could kind of progress to loss of balance, convulsions, stiff neck, headache. And it's usually people that eat like raw vegetables, something that was contaminated, either from the contaminated soil, which we think might have happened with, you know, what's going on with this, with the cantaloupe, or meat that was infected, or unpasteurized milk. Usually the pasteurization process kills Listeria. So if you're drinking unpasteurized milk or foods made with unpasteurized milk, you can get Listeria. So, of course, anybody with weak immune systems, pregnant people, older people, people, you know, undergoing chemotherapy, kidney disease, on steroids, AIDS, et cetera, you need to be careful. I mean, 13 people die from eating cantaloupe. See, the other thing, too, that I'm wondering, and hopefully not, is, you know, I don't usually go to a store and buy cantaloupe, okay? You know, when I buy a store and buy fruit, you know, I'll get some apples. I like the summer fruits when they're in season, you know, like the plums and all that, and I'll get grapes. But usually, whenever I eat cantaloupe, it's usually in a restaurant where they have the cantaloupe slices next to your eggs or next to the food. You notice that? And so you never really wash off your fruit when you're in a restaurant, do you? No, you don't get up and wash your fruit. You eat what's on the plate. And so that, you know, kind of makes me a little nervous because you wonder, how did all these people get sick? Did they go to the farm and buy the cantaloupe, or was this cantaloupe in a restaurant? I don't know, ate and got it on their fingers? I don't know. I mean, things should be washed off. I mean, we wash off all our fruits and vegetables at home, you know, but they haven't linked it to a restaurant. They haven't linked it to that, but that's kind of interesting. Okay, Bill from Montana writes, Doctor, I get chest pain every now and then. I'm 38 years old. What is cardiac pain versus just a pulled muscle? Okay, that's a great, great question. Yeah, we get asked this all the time. I have chest pain. How do I know if it's the bad kind or the good kind? Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, no chest pain is the good kind, but I know what you mean. All right, like a pulled muscle. Right, from what I understand, if you're having actual, like a cardiac event, that is some pretty heavy pressure. I mean, it feels very deep. It's not very localized. You can't really put your finger and say it's this one point. Because your heart is deeper in your body, and it's one of your visceral organs, we call it, the nerve pathways go a farther distance. So the pain is more confluent. It's more diffuse. And sometimes it's not pain. Sometimes it's pressure. Sometimes it could go up to your jaw. Sometimes it could go up to your left shoulder, your left arm. There's even been people with right-sided pain. And so chest pain is, it's like pain you've never felt before. The only problem is I've had some patients, especially diabetics, who they don't feel the pain. You know, diabetics don't seem to get chest pain discreet and acutely a lot of times as your non-diabetics, because you don't feel as well or you don't feel as much. I mean, we call those, my father, he had a silent heart attack, never felt it, you know? So unfortunately, don't wait for chest pain. Other signs of, having a heart attack could be you could just be dizzy. You could be having some trouble breathing all of a sudden. You could be sweating. You know, you could kind of feel a little delirious, a little confused, not feeling right, sometimes very fatigued. So if something's not right, we always assume in the medical profession it's heart until proven otherwise. Absolutely. Now, a lot of us, though, we get chest pains all the time. We have to burp. You know, a lot of us were holding in a burp, and then finally we let it out. When we burp, it hurts, or if we're holding in the burp, it hurts. Some of us that lift weights, We kind of pull muscles in our ribs, pull muscles in our chest. Sometimes you could get inflammation of your, you could get inflammation of the cartilage around the ribs and around the sternum. That's called costochondritis. You could actually push and reproduce the pain, but sometimes you could push and reproduce the pain in a person with cardiac pain also. So I know this is like, okay, well, I still don't know, Dahlia. It's still kind of confusing. It is. The moral of this story is don't assume your chest pain is non-cardiac. 20-year-olds can have heart attacks. We had a 25-year-old patient, no risk factors, have a heart attack. There's no rhyme or reason sometimes to this. You start clogging your artery. They did studies on soldiers that had died in the Vietnam War, Korean War, World War II, 18-year-old boys. And when they looked at their coronary arteries, a lot of them had blockages. We start to block and clot or clog our arteries even as children. All right? It's like normal piping. You know, if you look at your piping, your sinks, your toilets, etc., after a while, they start to get calcium deposits. They start to clog. That's what happens. Some of us will clog more than others. Those of us with a genetic tendency to clog, we're going to clog quicker than others. We will. Those that smoke, we're going to clog quicker than others. Those that have high cholesterol, those that have diabetes, we're going to clog quicker than others. And so you need to, you know, I would recommend anybody with any sort of chest pain, go and get checked. You know, asthma could do it, reflux could do it, a cold pneumonia. I have people, they come in going, Dahlia, I don't know, it hurts in one part of my chest. And they point to it. They could point to the areas. You're thinking, it's just a pulled muscle. But we do a chest x-ray, and they have a huge infiltrate, a huge pneumonia infiltrate. It's amazing. My son, you know, he had pneumonia one time, and he just complained he had chest pain. So the workup that you should get if you ever have chest pain is you get the EKG done. It's very easy. It's painless, no risk. You get a chest x-ray. Have the doctor take a peek at you, all right? And also a good history. If you were lifting weights, right, an hour or the night before, that's kind of important history. But if you're a smoker, diabetic, and your father had a heart attack when he was in his 30s and you're 28, that's important history too. All right, so in medical news, they were talking about maggots being found to be very useful for diabetic patients. I've talked about maggots before. When I was in training, a lot of homeless patients would come in with their feet infected and, you know, possibly needed an amputation, but they'd be full of maggots. And my senior doctors would tell me, let the maggots do their work while we're getting the operating room ready because the doctors were debriding or the maggots were debriding the tissue. That's what maggots do. Maggots like to eat and remove tissue that is dead, and it doesn't harm living tissue. Now, maggot treatment has been going on, I mean, centuries. But when antibiotics came into play, we started to use antibiotics. But we used to use maggots to debride tissue and debride wounds. And what they're going to do is they're planning on growing medical-grade maggots. These are maggots, I know, grown in the lab, germ-free. Now, of course, I'm a little nervous, especially with Obamacare, right? You know, we're trying to find cheaper ways to treat people. I don't think I like the idea of maggots. I know they are cheaper, but, you know, I think what they're concerned about is, you know, there are some people that, I don't know what they're thinking. No, 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 no. I do not like the idea of maggots. I don't care if they're germ-free. They're maggots. You're going to have something eat on my flesh? No. Absolutely no. Now, earlier tonight, we were talking about this flesh-eating spider venom used to control pain. Apparently, the American hobo spider is being studied by some Australian researchers because its venom is a neurotoxin. What it does is when it bites an insect, it causes the insect to be paralyzed, and then they can eat it. Now, that's your radio, people, not my speech. All right, so what they want to do is harness this neurotoxin, possibly have bacteria grow it, and then quantitate it, and then play with it such that they can use it for people with chronic pain. Cool stuff around the horizon, but I'm not going to get bit by a spider, no way. All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow on the Dr. Dahlia Show. If I'm not on air, call 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. You all be safe and take care.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.